For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. Tom DeLay called the latest indictments against him an abomination of justice. DeLay said his resignation was only temporary and vowed to continue breaking laws from the sidelines. The American Heritage Dictionary defines abomination as an action that is vicious or vile, an action that arouses disgust or abhorrence. See also Tom DeLay. A gun control group is warning tourists to Florida that a new NRA-approved law increases their likelihood of getting shot in altercation with locals. Jeb Bush said, quote, "We expect the same amount of visitors this year as we always get. Of course, now with the gun law in effect, the amount of repeat visitors might go down." When one tourist was asked how the new Florida gun law would affect him, he said, quote, "Let's just say it's going to make me think twice about cutting the line at the Epcot Center." A new study concludes that the most religious democracies have higher degrees of social dysfunction, such as crime, divorce, and teen pregnancy. The study suggests that a lack of religion does societies no particular harm, except one country whose economy would fail without religion, Vatican City. Today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. So Florida is full of people with guns who can now shoot whoever they want, when they want. Wake up, sheeple. It's all a smokescreen to eliminate the people Jeb and George want eliminated by so-called private mercenaries. I mean, threatened citizens. All right, whatever.